streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. We're live. It's hour number 3. The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. It's Tuesday today. What, I don't even know what the date is today. I would have no idea. August 16th?
17th.
All right. I'm guessing. A lot of times, do you ever do that where like you're writing something on a check or something and you're like, what's the date today? And you're like, I have no idea.
Yeah. It's been a blur.
It's absolutely a blur.
This summer, I really feel like didn't go that fast, though. Sometimes I feel like summer just flies
No,
by.
We still got 2-3 weeks of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's over for the kiddies. Sorry, guys. Back to school.
Is it crazy? I got into this discussion the other day. I saw where some kids back in Tennessee were going to school like 2 weeks ago. It seems to me when I was a kid that you went to school after Labor Day. That's what it always feels like. Labor Day was the last. You'd go with your dad and mom on a, you know, you'd go the last camping trip or something. And after Labor Day, you go to school. I don't know what happened. The two things I don't remember as a kid, peanut allergies. I don't remember that. Everybody now has a peanut allergy that you can't serve peanuts in high schools. And I didn't know a single kid with a peanut allergy. Apparently, everybody now is allergic to peanuts. It's a weird.
Everyone's allergic to everything now, in case you haven't noticed.
And the second thing with schools is I thought you got August. Like when you were a kid, you're like, June, 4th of July, August. Now it's like August 1st.
I don't know. I honestly, I have no idea. I can't even have the concept of school. I forget people go to school. Like I'll ask my friends that have kids and stuff, or like kids in college. Like, hey, I'm going to school. I'm like, oh yeah, people do that. So like, I'm so far removed from college and from going to school in the fall, like, and being done in the spring. Hey, I have no concept anymore.
Some of these teachers, they need their kids to go to school. They need a break.
Oh, no. I don't have kids, and I can't even imagine having to navigate that right now with everything that's going on. But yeah, I mean, a lot of kids need to be in school, and it's a good thing it's back.
All right, here's breaking news. Well, I'm not breaking it. I'm just reading somebody else who broke it. Ian Rappaport, the Seahawks have signed Jamal Adams to a four-year, $70 million extension, almost $40 million guaranteed.
Wow.
So they took care of the safety quickly, got him back. By the way, this is what I said. Pete Carroll took care of the defensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
Pete now runs the organization, not John Snyder. Pete took care of the defensive guy. And Pete's the one that wanted this deal and gave up two firsts and a third and a safety.
Well, yeah. I mean, they had to pay him, and he deserves to get paid.
But
if you give up that much, you know you're going to pay him. Otherwise, why did you do that?
Well, yeah. But why is he taking care of him first before Duane Brown? I'm just saying. He's a defensive coach. By the way, what side of the ball doesn't Belichick draft well? Offense. He's a defensive guy. He drafts defense. Great. So it's like coaches tend to lean to their side. You know, Sean McVay, who'd he get mad at? Wasn't a defensive end. It was a quarterback. Every coach has a loyalty and it is better equipped to deal with one side of the ball. So see, good. Jamal Adams, good player.
Congrats.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Sox-Yankees doubleheader today is the Discover Card Key matchup. They match all the cash back you earn in your credit card into your first year automatically. No limits. Go to Discover.com/yes. Played in the NFL for 14 years. Second most passing yards in Patriots history behind, Tom Brady. He's got a lot of them, too. Drew Bledsoe, who, as you know, has that Doubleback Winery in Walla Walla. Go to doubleback.com. He is joining us now live. So you and I have joked before about, in the generation you grew up in, you know, you played like 8 high school football games. There were no camps. You know, you played college, but, you know, now kids have 12,000 snaps by the time they're 9. So the grading scale for quarterbacks is, you know, it's different now. We expect a little more. But there are some similarities, whereas, you know, some guys are comfortable sitting in the pocket and getting hit, and some guys are not. And go back to your first year where you play at Washington State, then you go to the NFL. And I was watching Zach Wilson of the Jets this weekend, and I'm like, you know, for a guy that's not that big, he sat right there in that pocket, and there were people all around him. Did it take you a while to get comfortable with uncomfortable in that pocket?
Well, you got to remember now, when I went to Washington State, my first couple of years that we started, we weren't particularly great. I mean, our line, my last year was pretty good, but I got used to getting hit early and dealing with that. You know, that's why I've always been concerned when you see some of these, you know, these quarterbacks that come out of these prestigious college programs like Alabama, Ohio State, you know, and we've got a couple of those guys this year. Because they don't really get hit very much, and they're throwing to guys that are wide open, and that changes dramatically when you get to the NFL. You are getting hit, and your guys are covered more tightly, and you got to be able to deal with that.
Is how long on average? I mean, football lexicon or football language, you know, it hasn't changed that much. When did you get comfortable where you didn't have to think about it? The play came in, you knew what it was. It was less thinking, more reacting.
Yeah, you know, that's the perfect question, Colin, because it really is. It's about learning a language, right? You know, the plays don't really change that much, right? You know, there are only so many things you can do, and there are very few unique ideas. But you got to get comfortable with that language, and you have to learn to think in that language. You know, I think they talk about when people go to a different country and have to learn to really truly learn a new language. You don't really know you've got it until you start dreaming in that language, right? So, you know, when you get to the point, and for me, it took, you know, I mean, I was pretty comfortable with it by probably the second or third preseason game and just speaking the language and not having to think about it very much. But then it's, you know, you continue to get more comfortable for a couple of years.
Listen, we all know in the NFL, 5% of the players are special. 5% are hanging on, maybe 15%. And then there's a lot of guys that are in the middle. You know, Tebow didn't look the part. You can't leave this league for 8 years, come back and make a team at a different position. That's just not, it's just too hard. There's just too many good players. Do you think there was, when he came back, do you think there were some guys, though, that kind of looked at it and thought, oh, God, give me a break? Because these are, when you get to the NFL, for a lot of people, it's a life-changing experience, even to be the last guy in a roster, right? The money, the pension, potentially. How do you think it played in the locker room?
Well, you know, I've been around Tim a little bit, and I'm a big fan, man. You spend a little time around this guy, and you understand why everybody that plays with him loves him. He just is truly a fantastic person. But the perspective that I have for what he tried to do, my brother played at Colorado. He was a quarterback. And then he tried to switch to tight end 1 year, and he's a big, strong dude like Tim, and he's real athletic. But he called me about a weekend. He goes, dude, you have no idea what it's like going from playing quarterback where you get hit and so on, but to running into these athletes on a daily basis and trying to learn to block those guys when you're not used to that and haven't grown up with it. It's an almost insurmountable challenge. It's one thing to go run routes and catch balls, and you've seen guys do that. You know, probably the best example ever was, you know, Hines Ward. But if you have to line up at tight end and try to run into these guys and block NFL linemen and linebackers, it's just not possible, no matter what kind of athlete you are.
Yeah. So, you know, it's in Chicago, they're just going Looney Tunes over Justin Fields. He's a very good player. I mean, you can just see. I can see it. It's obvious. 6'3", 220, moves well, he's got a big arm. But there's a lot of pressure in Chicago. There's pressure on Matt Nagy. It's a great American sports city. When you're playing and you're young, and go back to your early career, did you sense the fan pressure? Did you read the papers, or were you so insulated that it just, none of it mattered? It was all football.
You know, I did purposefully go look a few times just to see what was going on, particularly my rookie year. I threw 5 interceptions against the Steelers my rookie year. And I purposely went and grabbed the papers just to see how bad it was. And the start of, And one of the first sentences was that it was the worst performance by a quarterback in the history of the New England Patriots. And so for me, I was like, okay, well, there's, you know, you can only go up from here, right? but you have to remember that. I mean, that, you know, pre social media, pre all of this stuff, which is so hard to stay away from, you know. And so it's one of the things that a quarterback has to have in order to be long term successful is an ability to understand that stuff's out there, but not let it affect what you do when you're on the field, you know, and that's positive or negative, you know. I mean, you know, Justin Fields has one good preseason game and they're already trying to enshrine him in the Hall of Fame, you know, and that's just not the way it goes. But I am a fan of the kid. I'm a fan of all these young quarterbacks. I think they're exciting players. You know, the future of the NFL from the quarterback position looks to be very, very strong with all these guys coming in.
You know, I had Tony Boselli on yesterday, and, you know, we were talking about preseason, and I said, what's kind of interesting is a lot of the young coaches, the McVay group, they don't want to play any starters. It's like he's their Pied Piper. The old right. coaches, Tomlin, Rivera, Arians, Andy Reid, and Bill Belichick, they all played guys. And it was, and I said, you know, the old school guys. And then I asked Tony Boselli, does it matter preseason? And he had a really interesting answer. He said, well, he goes, we've cut down on hitting in practice, and now nobody wants to play in the preseason. He goes, you get better at football by playing football. And I do look at the preseason, and, you know, I know, how do you land on that? Is practice overrated after a certain point?
No, practice is never overrated. You know, I mean, you gotta get your reps, and you gotta work your technique and so on. But Tony's point is very, very valid, particularly when it comes to the physical positions and with the limited hitting they do in the NFL now. If I was playing one of those positions, I would really want to get on the field and have some live contact. I don't want my first live contact to be in the first regular season game. And then from a quarterback standpoint, you know, I mean, a guy, you know, like Aaron Rodgers or Tommy, you know, I mean, they don't necessarily maybe need those reps. But I know in Tommy's case, he just wants the reps. You know, he wants to go play. It's why he's still doing it. He's not trying to prove anything. He just likes to play football. And so when the preseason comes around, I'm sure if he didn't want to take preseason reps, he wouldn't have to take preseason reps. But he just likes to play football. So that's what he's doing.
By the way, the Seahawks signed Jamal Adams as a guy who wraps your arm around football in the Pacific Northwest. Dwayne Brown is still unsigned. Jamal Adams got signed. Just give me your forecast on what you like and don't with Seattle going forward.
Well, you know, I mean, they've really kind of come around these last few years that offensively Russ is their ticket, right? And they got to run the offense through Russ. And he's been such a fantastic player for so many years. And, you know, so I think, you know, they're going to have to try to keep him healthy. And I think that's where their biggest issues have been in the past few years. They just have not been that great up front. And I haven't seen all that they've done, but hopefully they're getting a little better up front so that Russ doesn't have to make every play running around and running for his life and making these spectacular plays, which are amazing to watch. But that's kind of a high wire act, even for a guy as talented as Russ is.
Did you get a say in the playbook when you played?
Did I get a say in the playbook?
Like, yeah, play call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I remember I had 8 different coordinators in 14 years. So, but generally what we would do is be on like a Friday or a Saturday. We would go through everything that we had in for the week. And we would get to list like I really like these 10 plays. And then we also generally had the option, you know, on going into the game, like I didn't really like this play this week in practice. And most of the coordinators, if you said, you know, not real comfortable with it, you just throw it out, you know, and, you know, the good coordinators would always do that. You know, if there was a play that the quarterback wasn't comfortable with, you just don't run it. Or if it didn't look good in practice, you just throw it out and don't do it.
Double Back Winery in Walla Walla, doubleback.com. He's taking his one of his kids to college. It's a very nerve-wracking time for Drew. It's a lot of anxiety. And, you know, your little girl's going to be not in the house, and you're going to have to do crossword puzzles and talk to your wife and everything, and that's just the way life is.
Look, don't try to go Roy Firestone on me and make me cry. I'm not doing that today, right? I'm not doing that today. Give me a couple days. When we drive away, I'm going to be in tears, and you know that, that's how it works. It's sort of funny when you're a parent. You know, you work so hard, put all this energy in, and your reward is they leave you, right? but it's very, very bittersweet. A lot of sweet, but also bitter. But we're empty nesters now, Colin. So I'm free, man. Whenever you need me, let me know. I'll come down and
I'll bring the golf clubs.
But you know, I sent some wine down to you guys. Did you guys get your wine? Joy, I sent you some wine.
Did that arrive? Wine.
She loves wine.
Oh boy.
Wine.
All right. You're probably going to have to fire somebody because I know it was sent. I will double check.
You sent it here to the studio?
I believe it did. So there might be somebody in trouble today.
Yeah.
Joyce, you might want to check on that.
I'll follow up
on my end, but I'm pretty sure there's some wine that was sent your way.
I saw it in the mail room. Then I saw Dave Coelho, and then it disappeared. Oh. So it's very interesting how that works. Mm-hmm. All right, Drew.
Appreciate you, buddy. Always good to talk to you. And maybe now that I got all this free time, maybe I'll actually come sit in the studio with you guys here one of these days.
That'd be nice.
I'll bring the wine, I promise.
Yes.
All right. Drew Bledsoe, doubleback.com. That is an emotional time for parents. You drop those kids off.
I'm sure my mom was a little emotional. I can't remember. I feel like she might have been ready. Let's go be someone else's problem.
I can remember my mom getting frustrated with me. Every woman in my life has been frustrated with me. And she said at one point, 16 years old and know everything. I can't wait for you to go to college. And I'm like, I got 2 years left, Mom. You're going to have to come to terms with that. I wore my mom out.
Isn't it funny how much stuff you thought you knew when you were 16?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was an anti-vax kid at 16. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Oh, man. That conversation is exhausting. So Carly Lloyd has announced her retirement from the U.S. Women's National Team.
Yeah.
She currently has 312 caps, which is second all time in U.S. and world history. And her 128 career international goals are fourth most in U.S. Women's National Team history.
Do you know who the first three are? Mia Hamm's got to be way up
there. Mia Hamm's got to be up there. I don't know.
Brandi Chastain, Rapinoe up there.
Rapinoe's probably up there. I don't know. Maybe the research can check for us and give us the top three. She walks away with two World Cups, two Olympic gold medals, and one Olympic bronze that they obviously won this year. So she will do a farewell tour for U.S. soccer, playing in four friendlies in the fall and finish out the season in the National Women's Soccer League. She's obviously a future Hall of Famer. She's just one of just four international soccer players to play 300 or more times for her country. She's the USA all-time score in the Olympics with 10 goals and third in goals in World Cup with 10.
When's the last time the United States women's national team wasn't great in soccer or basketball? Like dominant.
Well, that's kind of the conversation around the U.S. women's national soccer team this year after Tokyo, because we've been completely spoiled with their excellence and dominance. But they're getting older. Carly Lloyd is 29. Yeah. Megan Rapinoe, I believe, is 34.
Well, a lot of the players
37, I'm sorry.
On the United States women's national basketball team. Sue Bird. Like, the bottom line is you keep going back to the same people because they've won every time they've gone.
Right. And I have no concerns about the U.S. women's basketball. Like, they are all in and have great
chemistry
and young players that will be dominant for a long time. But U.S. women's soccer does need to do a little retooling because they are getting older. And
By the way, our men's team is a bunch of kids now.
Right.
Like we just said.
Yeah, they're on the opposite end of the
spectrum. Clint Dempsey and all those guys, love you. But so the men's team is a lot. This World Cup will be fascinating when we're in. I think we'll be in. The next one we'll have. But I saw the other day we were ranked 10th in the world. Did you guys see that? The United States men's national team was a top 10 team after their Gold Cup win over Mexico.
Think how
bad we were 3 years ago. We were a mess.
Yeah, not making the World Cup was
low point.
That was a tragedy. Yeah, hopefully we only go up from here. So Dak Prescott's shoulder has been healing well since he strained it last month. He's been held out of their preseason games so far and limited in practice. And Mike McCarthy said they're still going to proceed with caution to make sure that he is ready for the regular season.
We'll see how the week goes. But, you know, I have no There's no urgency from my perspective to see Dak play in Houston. This is more about, we just don't want to create a setback possibility, you know, because his volume of throwing leading up to that point, I mean, he was probably in, you know, mid-season form just for the amount of work that he put in over the, you know, over the summer, you know, coming out of the OTAs. So we're just trying to get that volume back to where it belongs.
McCarthy also said that the Cowboys will use their final preseason game against the Jags next week to evaluate the bottom of their roster for final cuts. So it's unlikely that Dak will play in that game either. It's not like Dak needs the reps. Again, I don't see any value in him being out there other than if Dak feels okay and he really feels like he needs that full game speed to feel confident in his ankle. As far as his shoulder goes, you don't need to feel confident in it. It needs to be 100% healed. So it's two different types of injuries, because he has said he really wanted to play in the preseason because he wanted to just, you know, get out there, test it, get hit, feel the energy and the speed of the game and trust his ankle again. But this is obviously is a bit of a setback, even though the Cowboys have said it's not, because that's what he wanted. Now, you want him 100% healthy no matter what, so I don't feel like there's like pressure to get him out there. Dak doesn't need the preseason reps as far as, you know, getting into shape or anything like that, but it's just they got to have Dak out there 100%.
Just had a friend that ran into Jerry, I think on Saturday night at dinner up in Santa Barbara. Gene and Jerry were at dinner. My friend met him, and they'd actually met years ago in St. Louis. And when they were saying bye to each other, Jerry walked away and then turned around and said, "Please support the LA Rams."
How about that?
That's very nice. Well, Jerry played a huge role in getting the Rams here.
He played a big role. So the Raiders going to Vegas.
He's invested. Yeah. I have the top four for you. Abby Wambach, number one. Mia Hamm, two. Christine Lilly, and then Carly Lloyd.
Sorry, Abby, I forgot. I didn't have her up there.
Very. So Patrick Mahomes is stepping into the sneaker business. He announced his first signature shoe with Adidas. It'll be released on August 23rd.
I saw it.
It will be called the Mahomes Impact Flex.
I liked it.
And he said it's something you've been dreaming about since he was a kid. I think they look great.
If Adidas sends me a pair, I'll wear them. Can I do that legally? Is that allowed? I liked them.
I mean, I think you can.
I actually liked them. I would wear a pair on
the
air.
Yeah, I think they look great. I think they look great. I like the pink ones.
Well, when you're an athlete, Mahomes and I, when you're an athlete, you need a certain cushion.
You and Mahomes, yes. Are you? I mean, you're still running, right?
I run twice a week.
It's been rough for me, this COVID situation, because I really like hot yoga. That's my thing. And I just.
Bikram?
I can't. Yeah, it's the best. But I can't do it with a mask on. Like, I just. That's.
They make you do it with a mask on?
Well, now in California, yeah.
Oh, that's nonsense.
I was just about to sign back up for my.
Look at those shoes.
My classes, and then
those are good looking. The shoe I wear.
So Cam Newton, J.J. Watt, Odell, Victor Cruz, and Deion Sanders are NFL players who have released signature shoes.
You know, when I'm repping, when I'm pumping the iron, my little stupid home gym, I could wear a pair of those shoes.
You're repping? Is that what it is?
11 and a half, 12. Okay. Yeah, when I like to pump iron.
I wear a 7.5 women's.
Those are nice looking shoes.
They are. They're great. It's cool too. Like, you know, the sneaker business is obviously huge $1 billion business.
I hope I did what I just did was legal.
Well, I can't be held accountable because you know, it's the herd. So
yeah, if that's illegal, scratch it and bury the tape. Can I say I want to wear a company's shoes without, I don't know what the rules are on that.
I don't think it's illegal.
There's like 8 words I can't say, and I don't know if I can pimp for shoes. I don't know if it's illegal. Well, we'll see.
Can you say pimp?
Probably not. That's another one. Well, isn't that what they say? Isn't that the term used?
We're rebels around here, bro. It's breaking rules.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news. Uh-huh.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line
Ryan's
news.
Over there burying his hands. And he's like, this show is really, the wheels have come off. All right, so my staff is going to test my vaunted NFL knowledge. I love the NFL. I watched every preseason game. They're going to test my knowledge on something, and who knows what it is, but it's Uncle Colin's going up against it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, I'm going to put my, the staff's going to put my quarterback knowledge to test. So I can name some backup quarterbacks, but they're going to ask me 9 different teams' backups, and they're not going to give me easy ones because we all know we've talked about several backups. So I guarantee you, one team that's going to be in there, because I was just thinking during the break, who the heck is the Minnesota Vikings backup quarterback? Go ahead. Let's play the game. Let's go.
Who is the backup for the Dolphins? Davis Webb, Brian Hoyer, Jacoby Brissett, or Josh McCown?
I think it's Davis Webb.
Jacoby Brissett. He actually played really well.
I watched, who's Davis Webb play for? I saw Davis Webb this weekend.
I'm sure he plays for somebody.
Yeah, I saw him. He wore a single number, I think, like number 7.
No, it's Jacoby Brissett. Who's the backup for the Bengals? Brandon Allen, Delvin Hodges, Trevor Siemian, or Josh McCown?
My favorite part of this list is it just feels like a backup quarterback list, doesn't it? I mean, any one of those. I'm going to go with Trevor Siemian.
Wrong. Brandon Allen. Davis Webb plays for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, okay.
Who is the backup Titans? Who is the backup quarterback for the Titans? Logan Woodside, Blaine Gabbert, Nathan Peterman, or Josh McCown?
Now, wait a minute. I think it used to be Peterman. I thought I saw Logan Woodside play this weekend.
Correct.
Yeah. Logan Woodside. I saw Logan Woodside play. The funny part is I saw him play. I just don't know who it's for. So you put his name up there. If you'd have put his name up with two teams earlier, I probably would have guessed him.
Who's back up for the Chargers? Josh Rosen, Charlie Whitehurst, Chase Daniel, or Josh McCown?
You guys are pretty funny. You keep putting Josh McCown up there. Is he going to be on 9 lists? So this is tough because I would guess none of them. So because Chase Daniel, I don't think the Chargers would pay that kind of money for Chase Daniels to be a backup. I thought Josh Rosen was a backup for the Niners. Charlie Whitehurst used to be for the Chargers. I can't still believe he's in the league. McCown's a coach somewhere, I think. I don't like any of these names. I'm going to guess because he's a really good guy in the room that the Chargers would have Chase Daniel in the room for Justin Herbert.
Correct.
All right.
Who's the backup for the Giants? Matt Barkley, Mike Glennon, Nate Sudfeld, or Josh McCown?
You guys, Josh McCown's out of the league, isn't he? I think he's been out for several years. All right, hold on here. So let me think my way through on this. I think I'm going to get this right because, I swear that I saw him play. You know, it's funny. I saw these guys play, but they're so unremarkable in my memory. I'm going to go Nate Sudfeld.
It's Mike Glennon.
Where did I see Nate Sudfeld this weekend?
Who is the backup for the Lions? Sean Mannion, CJ Beathard, Tim Boyle, or Josh McCown?
Now, I only watched very quickly with this game, and I saw Goff play.
Nate Sudfeld is with the Niners.
Nate Sudfeld's with the Niners? Yeah. I thought Josh Rosen was with the Niners. He is?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're both with the Niners. All right. Let me guess here. Hold on. So that means CJ Beathard's in the league somewhere, but he's not with the Niners. I'm going to say CJ Beathard Lions. Who?
Tim Boyle.
Yeah, he played. That's right. I heard his name called. That was a tough watch, that game.
Oh. Who's the backup for the Falcons? AJ McCarron, Danny Etling, Jeff Driskel, or Josh McCown?
God, Driskel's been in the league forever. How many more do we have?
Two more after this one.
So Danny Etling, at one point, he was New England's guy, and then they kind of gave up on him. He was the LSU guy. So is it possible that he would go back to the South and just be comfortable playing for Atlanta? So I'm going to guess Danny Etling.
AJ McCarron.
Really? Remember when everybody thought he was going to be a big deal? That was one of those first Alabama quarterbacks that got a lot of pub. And
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Who's the backup for the Cardinals? Colt McCoy.
I saw Colt McCoy play this weekend. I just don't know who.
Brett Hundley, Nick Mullins, or Josh McCown?
I saw Colt McCoy play this weekend. I swear to God. I think it's Colt McCoy.
It is Colt McCoy.
I knew I saw him play.
And who is the backup for the Seahawks? Matt Moore, David Blow, Geno Smith, or Josh McCown?
Now, it's been Geno Smith. If you go look last several years, I think that's who it's been. But he was, maybe he wanted more money and they wanted to bail on him. So I know it's Benji. And by the way, the backup in Seattle doesn't play much, right? I'm going to go David Blow. Who is it?
Geno Smith.
Still?
Still. And backup quarterback is worth paying these days.
$2 million bucks.
If you have a quarterback, honestly, I think that the backup quarterback position is going to become much more valuable than it already has over the past couple of years because they added another game.
Okay, so who is the Miami backup again? Why did I think Davis?
Jacoby
Webb.
Brissett.
Oh, I saw Davis Webb play, but I saw him play in the Bills game.
Correct.
Yeah, a lot of those guys, you ever know the backup quarterback? A lot of them just kind of play the same. You know the guy I saw for the 12-5 Carolina Panthers? You didn't put that guy up there because Darnold didn't play this weekend, and that guy was running around making plays. P.J.
Yeah,
Walker,
from,
XFL. He wasn't terribly accurate, but if you'd never seen him play and you had to prepare for him, he was running all over the place.
I thought he did a good job.
By the way, there was a trade in the NFL today. The Panthers, I'm all in the Panthers now.
You are.
They traded Greg Little, their offensive tackle. Somebody drafted him second round out of Ole Miss a few years ago. Miami picked him up for a seventh rounder. I am all over the Panthers waiver wire. You know, it's funny. I had a guy come up to me. He's like, you are really into the Panthers. And I said, you know, you fans get to be crazy town and just I have to fight you off every day.
Yes.
And I'm like, I always feel like I can't have a team. And so I decided last week to just be a fan. And so I talked myself into their 12-5, the Carolina Panthers. And then I watched their game against the Colts. They really have I really like their skill people. And I really like their coach. That's a bad O-line. It screws everything up. It's like the New York Giants have a really good defense and a really good roster. And that O-line for the Giants, you just cannot overcome. That's the only thing in football. The Patriots won Super Bowls without great receiving teams, without great sackers. You cannot win. It's almost impossible to be a legitimate playoff team with a bad offensive line.
Got to build in the trenches, guys.
So I had Carolina at 12-5 on Friday. I watched them. I'm teetering toward 9-8.
Whoa!
I know. People say you don't learn anything in preseason. I learned their offensive line is a huge work in progress. By the way, their tight end from Notre Dame, Tommy Treble, is going to be a player. At least 40 catches, half a dozen touchdowns. Very good player. Endless hot water, choose Navien. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com. Get local rebates, save hundreds. Don't step in the shower, third in the family, and get cold water. Never again. Tanklessmadesimple.com, Navien. Good show. I want to thank everybody that stopped by, including Hall of Famer Edger and James. Andrew Bledsoe, Mark Slara, Tom Kern. We'll see you tomorrow. It's The Herd.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from revisionist history. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.